Hello, I'm Stephen, and welcome to the Horizon Program. Hi, welcome back. Day 7. So I gather this really is a worthwhile thing to pursue. Good for you. Believe me, in getting to this stage, it really is a huge stride that you've already taken. Why do I say this? Well, because whenever we're about to embark upon an adventure, we're often conditioned to have a plan in place first. I'm not for a moment suggesting this isn't a good thing to do. I think it's also fair to say that many a plan ends up in the bin when we start to work the plan. And we consciously or unconsciously discover that we're not in the right frame of mind to deal with the twists and turns that reality brings. I would therefore like to reflect on how we've arrived at this point on this program. You have prioritized your mindset first. You have exercised an aspect of your thinking that many people don't. You already know this outcome is the right thing for you. The resources you've gathered along the way will serve you well, in the same way that they have in the past. So what's next, you might be thinking. Well, perhaps a short story might help with this. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of a man called Peter Benenson. Well, let me tell you about Peter. In 1960, he was travelling on the London Underground, where he had read of two Portuguese students who were unjustly imprisoned. He reacted by writing a newspaper article and by expressing his feelings and thoughts about this. He believed there were many who shared his passion, and realizing that if the feelings of people could be united into common action, something powerful can be done. A year later, he was able to start the organization Amnesty. Peter simply did what he felt was right at the moment, and things gained momentum and unfolded from that point. This wasn't by some magic big step change, but through a series of purposeful small steps. Fast forward to present day, and now the organization has over 3 million members and supporters all around the world. The English Renaissance statesman and philosopher Francis Bacon is quoted as saying, "We rise to great heights by a winding staircase of small steps." So now we're at the stage of considering what you're going to do next. That just feels right. I'm going to encourage you to ensure your answer is SMART. Maybe you've heard of this acronym before. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. As you approach writing something down on your route map, think of this as an action that you could complete in no longer than 10 minutes. Something you could write down on a to-do list and then actually tick it off once it's done. So that is our day 7 question to leave you with. What is the next smallest step? Please write this question down and add your response to your route map. When you've done this, you might want to look over your route map and reflect on the steps you've taken to get to this point. Why not keep going as you identify more and more next smallest steps? We hope you've enjoyed this program and are already experiencing the benefits of exercising your thinking in this way. Whether your path has changed slightly or dramatically, we're sure with the work that you have done, this is something that you can benefit from going forwards. We'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback from this program, and so there'll be an invitation for sharing this on an email that you'll receive shortly. For now, it's been great to work with you, and please do enjoy your adventure on your new path, and do let us know if you'd like any further guidance on your journey to your new horizon.